Dear God, we thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
We ask your blessings as we study.
我们真的是求你的祝福，就在我们学习你的话语的时候。
Help us as we are learning to be disciples.
帮助我们学习怎样做门徒。
That we will follow you with everything, all of our strength.
用我们的尽我们的全心全力来跟随你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Let me start by asking you to think about a father and his children.
我们首先开始来想象一个父亲跟儿子今天的课。
You have a child who is 7.
你有一个孩子7岁了。
10.
然后10岁了。
13.
然后13岁了。
They go away to college.
然后现在上大学
了。Daniel comes back.
然后大乖回来了，一下子那么高了。
He has grown.
他又长高了吗？
A father's job,
一个父亲的工作呢
is teaching this child to make wise decisions, right?
就是帮助这个孩子，教导这个孩子能够做出来有智慧的选择。
How many of you have had, are a parent?
多少人有父母？你的父母还在。
Okay. You knew that sometime your child would be grown, right?
你知道你的孩子有一天会长大。
You wanted them when they are grown to know how to make wise decisions.
你很希望你的孩子长大以后，他所做的决定都是正确的，充满智慧的决定。
Everybody agree?
对不对
？Okay. How do we teach our children to make good decisions?
我们怎么样来教导我们的孩子能够做好的决定呢？
拽
他们的耳朵。
How do you teach your children? How do you make good decisions?
你怎么样教导你的孩子做这个正确的好的决定呢？就是说，他说做一个宝珠，说做一个好的榜样。
I'm not going to put pull in their ear.
我不会写下来那个拽他耳朵。
Okay, you give them an example.
你就给他们树立榜样。
How have you gotten better at making good decisions?
哎，你的那个是在你的生命中，你是通过什么能够让你做的越来越聪明，做的决定越来越明智呢？你是怎么成长的呢？就对于我们大人来讲，他说是王军姐妹说是经历，你的经验。
For most of us, this is the number one way we learn.To make better decisions, right?
对我们很多人来讲，这个是最重要的，就是我们学习怎么样能做越来越明智的决定，就是
we make a decision,
通过经验，我们做了一个决定
，and it works.
然后哎，这个做出来效果很好
，and we know 啊，
然后我们就知道说
this is a good way to go.
这个就是一个好的方式。
We make another decision and it doesn't work.
然后我们又做了别的决定，但是这个结果却并不好
，and we know.This is not a good way to make decisions.
然后我们就知道这样的做决定是不好的。
Now, as parents,
作为父母
one of the things we do with our children, or should do with our children,
我们有一件要应该或者是已经做过对怎么来教导我们的孩子呢
is to allow them to learn from experience.
就是允许他们通过他们自己的经验经历来学习。
If we never let them make a decision,
如果我们从来没有让他们做一个决定
everything in their life,
在他们生命中的每件事情
we decide and pull their ear.
然后我们都给他们做决定，拽着他们的耳朵，让他们听我们的。
That means,
那意味着什么呢
？At the age of 18,
在他们十八岁的时候
they leave home,
他们离开家了。
And with no experience at all,
他们就没有这种自己做决定的这种经历。
In the next 5 years, they face the biggest decisions of their life.
在未来的五年中，他们可能要面对人生最重要的决定。
Their career.
第一个，他们的事业。
Who they will marry.
要跟谁结婚。
Will they continue to live as a Christian?
他们会不会继续的持守他们的信仰
？And there is no one to pull their ear.
在那个时候，可没人去拽他们的耳朵，告诉他们应该什么做，什么对，什么不对。
Right.
对不对?
So if I want to help my children to make wise decisions when they are 18,
所以如果我希望帮助我的孩子到他们18岁的时候所做的决定都是明智的。
That means at 7,
所以那就意味着在他7岁的时候
I give them a choice between, do you want to go here for your birthday or here?
我就开始给他们能够一个选择，说你想去这里过生日还是想去那里过生日。
Do you want this or this?
你想要这个还是要那个。
And they make a choice.
然后他们就做了决定，做了
选择。They make the one that has the loudest whistles.
他们就跑了，要过生日选一个那个最吵闹的地方。
They choose the toy that has the fanciest commercial on television.
然后他们选的那个生日礼物呢，是广告上那个广告最多的。
And 3 weeks later, it breaks.
然后只过了三个星期，那个生日礼物就坏
了。And their friend who chose the other gift.
然后他的朋友呢，选的是另外的礼物。
That gift is still working.
然后他的朋友过了很久，那个礼物还能够用。
And they come and they say, I made the wrong choice.
然后他们就会说，哦，我的这个决定是错的。
Right?
对不对？
And we sit down and we say, you cannot always choose based on a television commercial.
所以我们就可以教他们一个功课，说你不能总看电视上的广告来做决定。
And they learn something.
然后他们就学习了一些。
You understand?
了解到了吗?
They get a little older.
然后他们再长大一些。
They are in high school.
现在他们上高中了。
They have a test.
然后他们要考试了。
I want to pull their ear and say, this is how you prepare.
然后我就想拽他耳朵说你要好好开始学习要这样准备。
But maybe it is time for me to say,
也许现在是一个时候。
You have to choose if you, how much you prepare.
你要自己来选择你到底要做多少准备。
And someone, I don't know, maybe someone sitting up in the front here.
也许在我们前面的两方。
Gets that 38% on the test.
然后只得了考试只得了38分。
Dad,
然后说爸呀
I don't understand.
我现在不了解，不会呀。
And after he finishes pulling his ear,
然后爸爸把他拽着他耳朵吵一顿之后
he says,
然后爸爸说
this is the mistake that led to this. You understand?
你知道吗？你之所以能有这样的分数，是因为你所做的。
So that at 18,
所以到他们十八岁的时候
they have learned from experience.
所以他们就从他们的经验里面学习到
decisions.
然后你的决定
have consequences.
你所有的决定都是有后果的。
And here are some steps that I should take in making those decisions.
所以呢，我应该有一些步骤是我应该考虑的，在我做决定之前。
Because we are really not treating our children well if we never allow them to make a decision until they get here.
所以呢，如果我们没有说在十八岁之前让他们学习怎么样来做决定，经历这个决定的后果的时候，其实我们没有把我们的孩子培养好。
If we do that, we are preparing them for failure and bad decisions.
所以呢，如果我们从来没有就是训练他们的话，那他们到十八岁，我们就培养他们要将来要面对失败和错误的决定。
Now, I start with that because of this.
我之所以以这个来开始今天讲课
，I have friends.
我有一些朋友。
Who believe that if you're a Christian,
如果你是基督徒的话
every decision you face,
每一个你所面临的决定
you say, God, what do you want me to do?
你就会问神说神啊你想让我做什么
And he says, this is what you should do.
然后神就告诉你该做这个做那个
Okay.
那你就
And you do it.
然后你就照着神说的去做了
Next week you have another decision.
然后下星期又需要面对决定
Do you want me to do?
你说神啊你要我做什么呢
He tells you,
然后他告诉你了
and you do it.
你又照着神的话去做了。
He is a father who makes every decision for you.
作为父亲，他为你做了每样决定。
And you never have to make a decision for yourself.
你从来也不需要为自己来做决定。
But if God's purpose for us,
如果神对我们的心意
Ephesians 4 is to help us to grow into maturity.
以弗所第四章讲到他要让我们长大成人。
I don't help my children grow into maturity by making every decision for them.
如果我什么决定都帮我的孩子做我没有帮助我的孩子长大成人。
And if God is wanting me to grow into maturity as his child,
如果神希望我作为他的孩子能够满有他成人的身量的话
I don't think he does that by making every decision for us.
我觉得神不会说为每件事情都会为我们做决定。
Instead, he teaches us How do you find what is best?
然后呢，我觉得神是会教导我们自己去学习，去发现到底什么是最好的。
How do you find what is God's will?
去学习发现什么是神的旨意。
How do you make wise decisions?
你怎么样能够做这个智慧的决定？
Now, let me emphasize.
让我强调一下。
When my child is right here,
在我的孩子大概就在这个九岁十岁的年纪的时候。
And he has decided that it would be a good idea to climb up on the roof.
如果大概他觉得爬到房顶上那个是很好的一个决定。
Take a sheet and jump off with a parachute.
然后就拿了一个床单就决定说我这样可以跳下来像做降落伞似的。
I will step in and say, you're not ready for that decision. I will make this one.
然后你就会说不行你现在这个还不能做这个决定我这个决定要为你做。
And thankfully,
他们要感谢的是。
There are times when God sees I am headed in a bad decision.
有的时候呢神看到我们所要走的那个方向要走进去的是一个很糟糕的决定。
And he warns me.
神就会警告我们。
Stop.
他就说停下来。
Don't do that.
不要那样做。
Don't say that.
不要那样说。
And as a Christian, I have to learn to listen to that.
作为基督徒我们要学习能够听到神的警告。
I wrote an email Monday.
星期一我写了一个电邮一封电邮。
Someone had done something that I really think they should not have done.
有些人做了一些事情是我觉得他们真的是不应该做的。
And I wrote a long email to correct them.
然后我就写了一个很长的一个邮件就是去纠正他们。
And just before I clicked send,
就在我准备要送之前我就要点击之前
I felt God saying,
我就觉得神对我说
that will not help.
你写的这个电邮对这个人不会有帮助。
I will confess I argued with him.
我向你们坦诚我跟神在那儿争吵。
I told him, God, they need to know this.
我神呢他们需要知道他们做错的。
And they need to listen to me.
他们应该听我的。
I don't want you to send it.
但是神对我说我不想你把这个
电邮发出去。But God, this is a good letter.
但是我跟神说我那封信可是写得很好的。
Don't send it.
然后神说别送出去。
What do I need to say to them?
那我该对他们说什么呢?
And he said, you wait.
然后神说你等着。
It's now a week.
现在已经等了一星期了。
I still have not responded.
我还没有对那个情况回应。
Because so far,
因为到目前为止,
I feel like God is still saying to me,
然后我觉得神仍然对我说,
just wait.
你就等着。
So sometimes God does stop us and say, wait, no, 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 don't do that.
所以有的时候神是就一下子就把我们停住说不要往前走你要停下来。
But it seems to me that many times he allows us to take decisions step by step to teach us how to grow and mature as Christians.
但是我觉得很多时候呢神就是一步一步的他也让我们自己做决定这样是帮助我们能够长大成人。
So the scripture that I ask you to read and think about this week, Philippians 1.
所以这个星期呢我请大家要思想的经文呢是腓立比书1章9到11节。
Says this.
他这样说的。
Paul says, I am praying for you.
保罗说我在为你们祷告。
That your love may abound, may grow more and more.
说你们的爱心是多而又多。
And look at what he says, that you will have knowledge and discernment.
他说你们会在各样见识上也多而又多而且能分辨是非。
We get that as we make decisions and follow God.
所以呢我们的那个分别是非和各样见识上越多就是因为我们跟随神然后呢慢慢学习做决定。
That you may approve what is excellent.
所以呢做诚实无过的人。
What does it mean to approve what is excellent?
所以呢就是说那个意思实际上是能分辨是非。什么是能分辨是非呢大家有没有例子说什么是分辨是非
I don't know what it does in Chinese, but let me tell you that the word approve there is a word that means test.
它那个分辨的意思呢那个英文的意思就是说是一个考试
test
是一个试验
what is best
就是说试验到底什么是最好的什么是是最出色的
I like to eat
我喜欢吃
unfortunately I like to eat too much
不幸的是我有时候喜欢吃的太多了
someone once told me how to eat at a Chinese buffet.
然后有个人告诉我，你去中国的那个就是自助餐那儿怎么吃。
They said everyone who comes to a Chinese buffet makes a mistake.
每个到那个中国那个自助餐馆里边就犯了一个错。
They get a plate, start at the beginning and begin to.
然后他们就一样一样拿了一个盘子，就从刚开始一道菜一道开始吃。他说别那样子。
First, they said you must walk all the way around.
他说首先呢，你在那个中国的那个自助餐呢，先把所有的菜
看一遍。You must look at everything.
你先把每样都看一遍。
And decide. What is excellent?
然后看看是哪个是最棒的，最好吃的。
What is best?
哪个是最好的
？And you.
然后从那开始呢
？Because they said you don't want to fill up on the things that have been there a long time and really aren't that great anyway.
所以你不想说先吃那些不是很新鲜，也不是最好吃的，先吃那些东西都吃饱了。
They were saying test what is excellent.
所以他们实际上是说的，你要试验
start with the sashimi
什么最好
，and then work from there.
是寿喜什么？先从那个寿喜开始是吗
？Paul says.
然后从那边。
Paul says in your life.
保罗说在你的生活中。
Test what is best.
就说你要试验，你要分辨什么是最好的。
You see, here is one of the challenges for each of us as a Christian.
作为基督徒，我们每个人所面临的一个挑战是什么呢
？Sometimes you have a choice.
有的时候你有一个选择。
Between right.
有的时候是这个选择是在对错之间选择。
And wrong.
在对和错。
That choice is easy.
那种选择是很容易的。
Which are you supposed to choose?
你到底应该选择哪个呢？对的 ，right one.
Yeah, so of course.
就选那个对的就对了就好了。
This is easy.
这个是一个容易的选择。
But sometimes you have a choice.
有的时候，我们的选择是
right.
有的时候是正确的。
And right.
是两个都是正确的。
Both options are okay.
两个选择都没有问题。
And Paul says, at that point, you have to start asking which is better, which is excellent.
在这两个选择之间呢，你就要去实验，要去辨别哪个是更好的，哪个是那个最好的。
Because sometimes the difference,
有的时候这个中间的区别呢
，between growing as a mature Christian,
在成为你想要成为一个成熟的基督徒。
Is not between choosing right and wrong, but it's between choosing what is okay and what is excellent.
就是有的时候那个选所面临的选择不是在对错之间选择，而是在一般呢跟那个最好的之间来选择。
I teach a few piano students.
我有教一些学生，钢琴学生。
And sometimes I will show them something.
有的时候我会给他们。教他们一些显示一些东西。
And I will say you need to do this.
然后我就告诉他们你应该在这方面来努力。
And I will say to them, do you hear that it's better this way?
你有没有听到这样弹会更好听
？And some of them will say yes, but only a little bit better.
然后有的学生说是好一点，但只好一点点。
And I will say to them the difference between.
我就给他们说这两个之间的不同。
Horowitz.
在那个霍罗维茨是一个非常出名的钢琴家。
And the pianist that you've never heard of,
还有一个你从来没有听说过的钢琴家
is just a little bit.
在他们之间弹那个曲子呢，那个不同就一点点。
It's not this much difference.
他们的那个弹的那个冲出来那个曲子，不是说差别很大，就差那么一点点。
You walk through a museum like the Louvre.
比如说
Louvre, France,
罗浮宫在那个法国的罗浮宫。
The difference between Rembrandt.
就是有一个很出名的画家。
Sorry about all the names.
That's okay. I know.
And the artist that you've never heard of, they just happen to have a little corner there.
或者另外一个你从来没有听说过的画家。
Is not Rembrandt is here and they're terrible, look like children's paintings.
并不是说那个很出名的那个画家跟那个一般的那个画家他们的画的画差别很大。
It's little differences in the shading, in the light that he portrayed.
就是他们那个阴影那个色调可能就只有一点点不同。
And I think,
我就觉得
that for many Christians, the difference between being mature and walking close to God,
对很多来基督徒来讲那个不同就在于一个成熟的能够跟神同行的一个基督徒。
And having a mediocre Christian life that just kind of survives.
或者就是一个很平庸的基督徒生活就是在那儿挣扎的就是能活下来一个一般的基督徒。
Is not the choice between right and sin.
他们之间的区别不在于是说 对和错之间，对和罪之间的选择。
But the choice between.
而是他们的选择在于什么呢？
What am I going to read?
我今天要读什么？
Something that isn't bad.
这个东西也没有什么不好。
Or something that inspires me to be more like Christ.
或者什么东西激发我，激励我更像基督。
What am I going to do with my time? Something that isn't bad or something that invests time in the kingdom of God.
我这个空余的时间我要做什么呢？或者我做了一些娱乐活动并不是不好，或者我把这个空余的时间用在神的国度上。
And so Paul said, I want you to learn to test what is best.
所以保罗说，我希望你们能够分辨是非。
To be filled.With the fruit of righteousness.
所以呢，让你们能够满有基督，结满了仁义的果实。
Now, how do we do that? How do we test what is best? How do we find God's will?
我们怎么样能够知道神的旨意？怎么能知道那个得到那个最好的呢？
First of all, I wrote on here, we find God's will through His word.
第一个呢，我写到说，通过神的话知道神的旨意。
It amazes me how many people pray and ask God.What should I do?
真的让我很刺惊，很多人就祷告，就求神说，我应该做什么呢？
And it's already here.
但是神的答案就在这本圣经里。
I am not making this story up, Joshua. You asked me that one time.
那个小官问我说，我是不是这个编的故事？我这个故事
不是编的。A man came to me and said,
有一个人到我面前来说
Would you pray for me?
说你可以为我祷告吗
？I am trying to make an important decision.
我要面对一个很重要的决定。
And I said, okay, what is your decision?
我说你是什么决定呢
？He said, I am trying to decide if I should leave my wife and go marry my girlfriend.
他说我在决定说我是不是应该离开我的太太跟我那个女朋友结婚。
And I said, no, I won't pray.
然后我说我不会为你祷告。
God already told you the answer.
神已经告诉你这个答案了。
I'll show you the answer. There's nothing to pray about.
这个圣经里已经写的清清楚楚，我就给你看这个答案，没什么需要祷告的。
Many, many times.
很多很多时候。
God speaks to us first through His word.
神首先通过他的话语来对我们说话。
When I know what God's word says.
如果我们已经知道神的话语，神的命令是。
Need to pray and ask him.
我就不需要再去祷告去问他。
Don't ever pray and ask God, should I kill this person?
不要去问神，我是不是应该杀了这个人？这个祷告是不要这样去祷告。
Because it says,
因为在神的话语里，我可以让你看到说你不可杀人。
You laugh, all right?
我们大家都在笑。
Don't ever pray and ask God.
不要祷告神说
，Can I lie on my tax form?
我可不可以？报税的时候撒谎呢
？Because he said, "Thou shalt not steal."
因为圣经上写的很清楚，你不可偷窃。
That was not as funny, is it?
大家怎么都这样子，好像不太可笑了。
Don't ever pray and ask God.
也不要祷告问神。
Should I repeat this bit of gossip?
我是不是应该去传这个闲话？
Because it says.
因为在圣经上讲。
Say only what is useful for building others up.
你要随时说造就人的好话。
And that one's not funny at all.
那个也不好笑，对不对？
You understand?
大家了解到了。
There's nothing to pray about when God's word gives me the answer.
如果神的话已经清清楚楚给我答案了，我就不需要去祷告。所以我们首先从神的话开始。
Paul said.
保罗说。
God's word is useful.
神的话是有益的。
It's helpful
是有帮助的
to teach us
来教导我们
to reprove us
督责我们
If you read the Bible every day
如果你每天读神的话
and you never read anything and realize oh that's me
如果你读了说都没有说读到哪句话说哎呀那个就是我
you aren't listening
其实你没有在听神的话
Because if you read this carefully,
如果你仔细的、认真的去读神的话
，and you say, God, please show me your will through this,
然后你对神说，真心的对神说，神呐、啊，求你借着你的话语对我显示你的旨意。
There are times when you're going to be reading,
然后你正在读你的圣经的时候
，and you're going to stop,
然后你就会停下来
，and you're going to say,
然后你就会说
，God,
神呐、啊、
，that's me,
哎呦，那个就说我的
，I've been doing that,
我在这样做。
I have to change.
我必须要改变。
What is happening?
那个是发生什么事了吗？
God is showing His word, His will, through His word.
通过他的话语来显示他的旨意。
It is useful, he says, for training in righteousness.
他说圣经与使人归正教导人学义都是有益的。
You see, God has a path that he wants us to follow.
神有一个路径一个道路希望我们跟随我们行在其
中。And his word is the way he guides us on that path.
他的话语就是教导我们走在正确路上的光。
I don't know how many of you at the end of the year tend to go back and think through the year.
我不知道你们有多少人到这个年底的时候会来个年终回顾，回想你这一年的时光。
I am a list maker.
我是喜欢就是写清单的，把自己各项都写下来。
And at the beginning of the year, I have a list.
在每年年初的时候，我就写了一个我今年要做的一个清单。
These are the things I want to accomplish this year.
这是我今年我。要做什么事
Here's where I want to improve.
这个是哪方面我需要提高的
And usually somewhere during Christmas vacation, I sit down.
然后通常在那个圣诞节这个假期的时候呢我就会坐下来。然后我就会看一下说我检查一下。那个我做好了那个我做的不是很好。
And I go through.
然后我就把我的这个清单看一遍。
And then I make the next year's list.
然后我就在做我明年的清单。
Anybody here do that?
有没有人在这里面做
Am I the only one?
Probably. You are
the only one.
麦牧师是唯一这个坐下年终回顾我们别人。
God's word.
神的话
is more than a list, but it is a list for us.
神的话呢不是说一个清单但对很多时候确实也是一个清单。
As I read,
但是我读神的话的时候
Here's an area I need to work on.
然后你就说哎神啊这个方面是我需要努力的。
Help me.
你帮助我
to apply this.
帮助我把这个应用到我的生活中。
That is training in righteousness.
这个就是你在教导人在学艺。神给了我们一个模式。
And then, so as we study God's word,
当我们就是去读神的话去钻研神的话的时候
Paul tells us,
保罗说
that his word trains us,
他的话语会训练我们。
And then he says, it equips us for every good work.
然后保罗也说神的话呢会让我们预备我们行各样的善事。
This morning, Elder John preached from Ephesians.
今天早晨庄长老从那个以弗所第二章开始讲。
I think it's just before, maybe just after the verses he read.
在他读完那个以弗所的第二章的11到18节之后
My eye came across it as I was looking up the scripture he read, and it says that God has prepared good works beforehand for every one of us to do.
在他读的那个以弗所前面那二章八到九节就是说神就是神所预备叫我们行的好的工作让我们将来会去行。
Think about this for a minute.
想一想。
This to me is amazing.
对我来讲这个真的是很令人惊奇的。
Before you were ever born.
在你出生之前。
Before anyone had ever thought of you.
在都没有人能够想到你都不知道你会出生。
God had prepared things that he wanted you to do.
神已经预备了要你去行的。
He had a plan for your life.
他对你的生命对你的生活是有目的是有计划的。
Now, I don't think he writes a list like this.
当然神可能不是写了个清单就说。
But I can kind of imagine.
我有时候在想象。
I'm preparing Charles to do these things.
我在预备那个 Charles 去做这些事情。He's not listening.
This is what I have for Joshua.
这是我在预备那个小乖在做的事情。
And Captain Joshua.
还有那个小家属姚宇聪给他准备的事情。
Every one of us.
然后我们其中的每个人我在就是在预备你们装备你们。
He put us here.
他把我们都放在这里。
For a purpose.
他把我们放在这里是有目的的。
How many of you find that kind of thing?
有没有人觉得这个让你挺激动的?
That God actually had a reason, something he wanted you to accomplish.
神对你的生命是有计划他有些事情
He planned this long ago.
只有你能做然后他在很创世之前就预备好这些了。
You understand?
大家了解到了吗?
So how do I find it?
那我怎么能够知道这个旨意呢?
Paul says,
保罗说,
as I listen to God's word, it will guide me and it will equip me for the work that God has prepared for me to do.
就是当我就是听神的话呢，神的话呢会教导我，会引导我去行神所预备让我行的善事。
I don't want to come to the end of my life.
我不想说到人生的尽头。
And look back.
然后回头看我的一生。
And realize.
然后意识到说。
I did not accomplish the good work that God had for me to accomplish.
我没有完成，我没有成就神所预备要让我行的事情。
Now for me, that's not about guilt.
那个不是说让你觉得罪疚。
I don't think God is sitting there saying, ah, you didn't get that done, you loser.
我不是说神坐在天上说你这个人呐，你看我让你做的事你都没做。
No, not at all.
那不是神要责备我们。
For me, it is this.
对我来讲是什么呢？
It is exciting to get to do what God has for me to do.
就是说去做神所让我去行的，这个是令人激动的。
I grew up in a town with 400 people.
我成长的长大的那个小镇上只有400人。
Apartment buildings in Shenzhen are bigger than our my town.
我想想说在深圳的那个就是一个居民楼住的可能上面就不止400人。
I fully expected to never do go anywhere.
我从小就没有期待说我能去任何地方。
Or do anything other than just stay in that town and find a job.
我就觉得说我就那个一生老病死就在那个城镇上了，四百人的小镇上。
And if anyone had said to me when I was 10 years old,
如果我十岁的时候有人对我说
，someday you will get to go to China.
有一天你会去中国。
I would have said, no, I won't.
然后我说那才不会呢。
And besides, I think they probably eat worms or something. I don't want to
eat. 然后再说中国是他们吃的东西是不是我可能也不喜欢吃。
You gotta watch out.
Okay? As God has opened up his good work for me.
但是当神把他要让我行的这些他的那个良善的工作对我展现的时候
It's not that I would feel guilty that I didn't do it. I would feel heartbroken that I missed out on the chance.
我不会说如果神让我做了我没有做我会觉得很罪疚我会觉得非常的伤心我竟然没抓住这个机会
Right?
对不对
I would say, God, I spent my whole life doing nothing just making money.
我就会说神啊我整个一辈子除了挣钱啥都没做
了。All this that you had for me to do.
我可以去做这些你所预备让我行的事情我竟然都没做。
Paul says God's word prepares me.
他说神的话语预备我们。
How does he do it? Psalm 109 says his word is a lamp to my feet.
那神是怎么来引导我们的那个诗篇119篇105节说神的话引导我的路上是我路上的光。
I've told you this before.
我以前给你们讲过。
When I was in Israel,
当我在以色列的时候
I bought a lamp.
我买了一个灯
that was made during the time of Jesus.
这个 really?
Yeah, really.
他说那个灯呢是耶稣时代的那种灯。他说买了一个这种灯。
Even my translator doesn't believe it.
然后他说，我说真的吗？他说我的。给我翻译人都不相信这是真的。
She may be saying in Chinese, "Don't believe him."
我没那么说，但是我可能给大家说，别信他。我这样说，我没说。
It was dug up by an archaeologist,
really?
And it's from the time of Jesus.
他说这个 that must be very valuable. 加上我 interesting in that. 他说这个真的是考古学家从那个就是耶稣时代挖出来的。
Too bad he missed it. Don't tell him.Do not tell him.
庄明瑞没听见，不告诉他。
This is not it.
这个不是那个真的那个真迹。
This is a copy.
这个是那个复制品。
I keep the original at home.
Yeah, that's why. 他说我把那个原本那个真迹的那个东西放在家里。
This one only cost $2.
这个只有两块钱。
The one at home cost my.Third child.
他说我那个真迹在家里的那个东西可能是我第三个孩子的价钱。
That's why I only have two. I sold the third one so I could buy that lamp.
我只有两个孩子我第三个孩子卖了去开玩笑了只有两个孩子就说那个多贵他那个真迹。
Don't tell my wife.
别给我太太说的有多贵。
She's always wondered what happened to it. He was such a cute little boy.
总是想，如果我们有第三个孩子，那孩子会是什么样？肯定是个很可爱的小男孩。
I just said, I don't know, I lost him. But I have a nice lamp.
然后说，哎，我们的第三个孩子找不到了，但是我们有个好漂亮的一个灯，一个那个耶稣时代的灯。
So don't give away my secret.
不要把我的秘密讲出去哦。
This is a copy.
这个是我的那个灯的那个一个。
And here's why I brought it.
为什么我今天带来呢
？You fill this with oil.
你那个时候耶稣时代的灯呢？你里边呢放油，然后你就把那个灯芯给放进去。
And you light it.
然后你把它点燃。
And how far can you see in the dark?
你在那个黑暗中，你能看多远呢？It's not far. Maybe one less than width.
One step.
只有一步之远。
And it is only after you take that step.
在你走了那一步之后呢？
That you see the next step.
然后你就看到下一步
And the next.
然后再下一步
And the next.
再下一步
David said, God's word is like this lamp.
所以呢大卫说神的话就像脚前的这个灯
You see, David didn't have any lights like this.
那个大卫的时候他可没有电灯
He didn't have any big flashlights.
他也没有说那手电筒很大的手电筒
He had this.
他只有那个小小的那个
And when he's out at night going to find a sheep that's lost.
但他在晚上他拿着这个灯去找那个失丧的那个跑丢的羊的时候
He has this.
他就只有那小小的灯
And he takes a step at a time.
然后他就一次走一小步
And each time he takes a step, he sees the next step.
然后他走了一步以后他就再看到下一步
He says to us, God's word is like this.
他对我们说神的话就像这个灯一样
I follow a step.
所以呢我一次就走一步一步一步的走
And the next step.
然后我下一步再走
And the next.
然后下一步再跟谁走
And the next.
然后再下一步走
I am convinced that one reason many Christians struggle with finding God's will.
所以我觉得很多基督徒他们在就是发现神的旨意方面很挣扎的原因是
is that they are not obeying what they already know to do.
是因为他们没有顺服神已经告诉他们要做，已经很清楚的旨意。
And if I'm not obeying what I already know,
如果你没有顺服你已经知道的
，if I refuse to take the step that I already know about,
如果说神给你的光，你就拒绝走这一步的话
，the lamp is not going to show me the step after that.
然后这个灯呢，不会再把。未来的在前面两步给你显示出来。
But many Christians are saying, God, please show me out there. What am I supposed to do in the future?
但是很多基督徒就说，神，那你告诉我以后要做什么？你把两步、三步、未来的都告诉我。
Show me.
然后你说神什么都不告诉我，他没有向我显示。
He is waiting for me to take today's step.
但是神实际上是要让你走今天的这一步，你应该走的这一步。
I find God's will through God's word.
首先呢，我们通过神的话知道神的旨意。
I find God's will through God's Spirit, through the Holy Spirit.
再一个呢，我们通过圣灵知道神的旨意。
John 14 says, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit to teach you all things and to remind you of what I said.
约翰福音14:26说，圣灵来指教我们一切的事，并且叫我们想起耶稣所说的一切的话。
Remind you of what I said.
他想起耶稣所说的一切的话。
Now, this goes back to the first step, because where do we have what Jesus said?
这又回到我们刚才说的第一步。我们从哪里知道耶稣所说的话呢？God's word.
God's word.
通过首先我们知道说所说的一句话就是神的就是神的话。
Much of what the Holy Spirit does.
圣灵很多的所做的工作就是在教导我们的时候。
In fact, I think most of what the Holy Spirit does.
我觉得基本上是最主要的基本上是绝大多数圣灵所做的工作就是。
Is to enlighten our minds and eyes to understand this word.
就是启示我们的心启示我们的灵让我们能了解神的话。
Because the Holy Spirit reminds us of what Jesus has taught.
因为呢，圣灵是让我们想起耶稣所说的一切话。
You should already know this, but you might not.
也许我觉得你们应该知道，也许你们不知道。
This might be for someone the most important thing I'm going to say today.
也许这个我就是对你们其中有些人说的最重要的话。
So don't miss it.
所以希望你们不要错过。
The Holy Spirit will never tell you to do something that is contrary. To God's word.
圣灵从来不会让你去做事情是跟圣经相违背的。
He is never going to say to you
something
that is contrary to this book.
跟这本圣经是相矛盾的。
Because this is God's word.
因为圣经是神的话。
And so God's spirit won't contradict it.
所以神的灵不会跟神的话相违背。
Now, that seems simple, but I have met people who have said to me, God told me, the Holy Spirit told me to do this.
你觉得好像是很简单，但是确实有人对我说，哦，神的灵，圣灵对我这样说。
And I knew, no, he didn't.
然后我就很清楚地知道圣灵没有这样对他说。
Because the Bible says, don't do that.
因为圣经讲得很清楚，不要那样去做。
If you think the Holy Spirit is telling you something and it contradicts the Bible,
如果你觉得圣灵告诉你什么事情是跟圣经相违背的,
it is not the Holy Spirit.
那就不是圣灵说的。
Satan is trying to confuse you.
那个撒旦会混淆你。
Your own desires are trying to confuse you.
自己的私欲也想要混淆你。
Other people may be trying to confuse you.
或者是别的人想混淆你。
But God's Spirit will never guide you differently than the Bible.
但是圣灵从来不会引导你走到说跟这个圣经的话相违背的地步。
The Holy Spirit, Ephesians 6 tells us the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God as a sword when we face temptation and spiritual battles.
所以呢，圣经以弗所六章十七节讲到，我们面对试探和属灵的征战的时候，圣灵用神的话作为宝剑。
One reason I think it is important to memorize scripture is to have it so that when we are tempted and tested, we have God's word to use.
所以我为什么觉得说背诵经文很重要呢？就是在我们面对试探的时候呢，我们有神的话存在心里，我们可以面对这种试探。
So God teaches us His will through His word, through the Holy Spirit.
所以神通过他的话语，通过圣灵来教导我们，引导我们。
He teaches us His will.
然后神呢也教导我们他的旨意。
Through daily surrender to Him.
更是通过我们每天对他的降服来教导我们他的旨意。
One of my favorite verses is Romans 12. Turn to that, because I want you to.
请大家翻到罗马书第十二章，我最喜欢的罗马书第十二章。
For 11 chapters, Paul has talked about what it means to be a Christian.
所以呢，在头十前从罗马书第一到第十一章
，And now he begins to
讲到耶稣讲到说如何做神
的 Christian life。
你现在呢？保罗讲说怎么样能够活出来一个基督徒的生活。
And he tells us how to find God's word。
他也教导我们怎么样发现是知道神的旨意。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
他说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭。
A sacrifice that is holy and acceptable to God.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Do not be conformed to this world.
不要效法这个世界。
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
只要心意更新而变化。
That by testing.
就是通过这个试验
，You may discern what is the will of God.
你就知道什么是神的旨意。
What is good, acceptable, and perfect?
什么是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意
？Now, several things verse teach us how we find God's will.
在这里边有好几句话讲到说如何发现神的旨意。
The first thing is we must give ourselves as a sacrifice.
第一个呢是要把自己献上当做活祭。
That means.We surrender to Him.
这就意味着我们要对神降服。
And He's the boss.
他是老板。
You know, if you went to your boss,
如果你去到你老板面前
and you said, I'm not going to do what you tell me.
你对他说我不会做你让我做的。
But go ahead, tell me what your instructions are for me.
但是现在你告诉我你想让我做什么吧。
Not going to work.
不会那样在工作中行不通对不对
First, I have to be willing to follow, to obey.
第一个呢，你必须有这个愿意来听的。
Paul says, if you want to find God's will, first give yourself as a sacrifice.
所以保罗说，如果你真想知道神的旨意呢，第一个呢，你要把自己献上，当作祭。
This is an area where many of us struggle.
这是我们很多人在这方面很挣扎。
How many of you at some point in your Christian life have said to God, I surrender and I will obey you?
在多少人在我们的生命中到了有一个点我们说神啊我真的是对你降服我愿意听你的话。
I hope so.
我希望我们大家都有这种经历。
So now that's done and you never have to think about it again, right?
是不是从现在开始你就不用再想了，反正我已经对神顺服了。No?
No.
不是这样的。
You see, he says a living sacrifice.
他说的是活祭。
Someone described it like this.
有些人是这样描述的。
You put the sacrifice, the animal on the altar.
你把这个祭物呢放在了这个祭坛上。
But if it's alive, it can always get back up.
如果它是活的话，它总能跳起来离开这个祭坛。
Right?
对不对？
Many Christians have said, God, I surrender. I give myself as a sacrifice.
所以很多基督徒就说，神啊，我降服了，我把我自己献上做祭。
Sunday morning.
星期天早晨。
And an invitation, I surrender.
然后神就有那个呼召，我就说神，我向你降服。
But at work on Monday.
但是你星期一回去上班了。
We are asked to do something that is unethical and dishonest.
然后呢，让你去做一些不合伦理的，就是不正确的事情。
And we know that it will cost us if we do what God wants us to do.
如果我们真的是顺服神的旨意，就按照神的旨意去说的话，我们要付代价的。
And so the animal gets up off the altar.
所以呢，这个祭物呢就从这个祭坛上跳下来了。
And walks away.
然后就离开这个祭坛了。
You know, I realized one day.
有一天我就意识到。
It would be a whole lot easier if I wasn't a living sacrifice.
Was or wasn't?
Was not.
Okay. 所以我就觉得说，如果我不是那个活的祭物，那就容易多了。
If I could just say, God, I surrender.
然后我就对神说神啊我降服了。
And he does everything else.
然后神就做每件事情。
But he doesn't.
但是这不是神行事的方法。
Instead,
相反的
day,
一天又一天每一天。
I must continue to surrender.
我必须要长期的这样子持续的来降服。
If I'm going to find God's will, I must be a living sacrifice.
如果我要发现神的旨意我必须是一个活祭。
I must be transformed by the renewing of my mind.
我必须要心意更新而变化。
I'll ask you a question I've asked my students at the college.
我在学校里问的学生，我在这里同样问你们一个问题。
They almost always get the wrong answer, so don't feel bad if you give the wrong.
他们每次回答的答案都是错的。
When we become a Christian, we are born again.
当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们重生了，对不对？
Everybody agree?
对不对？大家同意吗？
At that point,
在那个点上。
Do we now know how to think as a Christian?
在你重生那个时候，你知道以后你的思想怎么像一个基督徒那样来思想吗？
No, you're smarter than a lot of my students.
你说那个庄明瑞说不会的，他比我们这个很多。
A lot of my students think because they've been taught this that when you're born again, suddenly your whole mind now is Christian and everything is fine.
你就觉得好像我重生的那一刻我的思想就完全变成基督像基督徒那样的我知道每件事情都没问题。
But when that little baby was born,
当那个小婴孩刚生出来的时候
it didn't yet know how to think very well.
那个小婴孩生下来可能还不知道怎么思想。
Right?
对不对
?You spend a lot of time teaching it to think.
你要花很多时间教导他们怎么去想
you mothers
去做。
Did. We fathers just
基本上都是妈妈做的这些爸爸都是找你妈去。
When I am born again as a Christian,
当我真的是作为基督，当我重生的时候
，My mind is a baby as a Christian.
我的那个思想也是一个小婴孩的思想。
I have to learn to think as a
我要学习怎么像一个基督徒那样
的思想。When I face a decision, I have to begin to say to myself.
当我面对决定的时候，我要对我自己说
，What is God's pattern for me?
神的这个模式是什么样的？神的心意是什么样的
？What will make me more like Him?
是怎么样？做决定才能让我更像他，怎么样行让我更像他呢
？And Paul says, if I do that,
保罗说，如果我这样行的话
，I will begin to be able to test and know what is God's will.
如果我心意更新而变化，我就可以查验神的旨意。
What is good and acceptable and perfect?
神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
In other words, not just what is right or wrong.
这个旨意呢，不是说就是在对和错之间选择。而是在那个好、更好、最好之间选择。
And as I do that, little by little, I will be finding God's will for my life.
所以我这样一点一点的呢，一点一滴的，我就慢慢知道神对我生命的旨意。
Little by little,
一点一点的
I will be growing as a disciple.
我就会在门徒上作为门徒来成长。
I love the little quote that I put here.
我很喜欢我给大家发的那个，就是那个。 有一个引用。
When you are rightly related to God,
当你与神有正确的关系的时候
，you can live a life of freedom and delight.
生命就自由快乐。
Making decisions in delightful friendship with God.
你与神以美好的友谊，所以你可以做决定事情。
Knowing that if your decision is wrong,
因为知道就算你的决定是错的
，not out of rebellion.
不是因为你故意的，就是去做错的决定。
But trying to find God's will.
而是在你这个想要知道神旨意中间
，He will guide you.
神会引导你。
Doesn't that give you a kind of peace?
那是不是让你的心里很平，就让你觉得很放心，很平静
？To know that tomorrow,
知道说明天
，if I surrender to Him,
如果我对神完全的降服
，I can make decisions knowing
我做这个决定，但是我知道
that He will teach me and guide me.
他会教导我，他会引导
我。He won't always or even usually say, "This is what I want you to do."
他通常呢，他不会告诉你说这是我要你做的。
But through His word,
但是通过他的话语。
Through His Spirit,
通过他的圣灵
，through daily life,
通过我们日常的生活
，He will teach me,
他会教导我
，His will,
教导我他的旨意。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
主啊，我们为今天感谢你。
I thank you that you are a God who wants to reveal your will to us. You want to guide us.
主啊，谢谢你愿意把你的旨意向我们显明，你也愿意来引导我们。
Help us to be obedient disciples.
帮助我们能够成为那个顺命的门徒。
Who want to follow you?
愿意来跟随你。
And who allow you to guide our lives day by day?
也允许你每天来引导我们的生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I will see you in 2 weeks.
所以，两个星期以后见。Oh, this works. Thank you.
Oh, really?
What?
录上了。
录上了，但是现在我要把它关掉。
Okay.